Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Eisenhower. I'm the CEO and founder of ICC, or Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC is one of the largest real estate coaching companies in the world, with thousands of clients and a large team of the most accomplished coaches in the industry, who coach many of the highest producing real estate agents, teams, and broker owners in North America. I'm lucky enough to be a best-selling author myself, with over 10 books published, and I'm frequently a keynote speaker and presenter for many of the largest real estate companies in the world. I've spent my career creating training materials, courses, and other coaching and training content dedicated to transforming the real estate industry and real estate agents that work within it. You can find more content on my website, the world's leading production training website for real estate agents, at therealestatetrainer.com. That's therealestatetrainer.com. Now on this podcast, I'll share tips, success stories, and training for agents and brokers looking to increase their business income while maintaining a balanced life. So whether you are a new licensee, a solo agent, a real estate team leader, or maybe a team member, a broker owner, or a manager, you are guaranteed to learn something new on each and every podcast episode. We're going to talk about how to generate business in this low inventory market. And I'm going to make a few promises to you, right? And they're important promises right now, because here we are with the lowest amount of housing inventory that we've had in the last 100 years. And that can actually be a daunting environment for a lot of people trying to generate a lot of sales right now. So what are we going to do to generate listings in a time when they're more valuable than ever, right? And I'm going to make this promise to you. I am going to tell you a way that you've never heard of and never tried to get listings. Why? Because it's brand new. That's number one. Number two, and it's going to be so compelling and interesting to you, you're going to be motivated to do it today. And you're going to want to, and you're going to be excited to, because of this content that we're going to talk about today and some of these methods that you're going to be out in front of. And that's what I think is so neat here. Is I think it's perfect that we're going to talk about it today. And what we're going to do is put you out in front of all the competition, and you're going to be excited to do it. So I need you to bear with me at the start of this, because I'm going to talk about something you may have heard of to explain a very broad concept. Okay. So for the first 5 minutes, I want you to bear with me. And I think you're going to quickly start getting what I'm picking up, what I'm putting down. Okay. So I'm going to talk about the airline industry for a brief second. Okay. So in the airline industry, if we go back to, 20 years ago, before Expedia, but we still had the internet, it was actually really challenging to book flights. We would have to actually go into individual airline websites and search for available flights. So we'd go into American Airlines and back out. We'd go into United and back out. And then we would go into Delta and see which ones are the best. We'd compare them, and then we would book our flights, right? Then after that, you know, along came the Expedias of the world, along came the Priceline.coms, where they said, we're going to make it easier for you. We're going to actually group together all of those flights from the different airlines onto one third party site, where you could easily see all the different flights from the city you wanted to go to, the times you wanted to fly, and compare those against each other, right? So all of a sudden, we had a neutral third party part comparing airline listings together, much like a Zillow did, right? Back in the days, you know, so Zillow did this with housing for the first time for a very long time. Now we're seeing disruptions all over the place with Zillow, and we're seeing leads online fly all over the place for the first time in a long time this winter, where a stranglehold that has been held with online leads from Zillow has loosened tremendously. Now that they're joining MLSs, now that they're actually getting into sales themselves, they're just another real estate company that doesn't sell a lot of real estate, and suddenly this stranglehold on the online search has gone away. And so we're at a legendary time right now. And if you don't see this, I'm gonna show it to you, okay? In the airline industry, it happened first, and it was revolutionary. And it's called Google Flights. So for those of you that are hip and fly a lot, you know what I'm talking about, right? I'm gonna share my screen with you so you can see what I'm talking about. And I think you'll get the gist here very quickly. So if you've gone in and searched, I search from flights from Los Angeles to Miami, okay? And you know, you see your normals, your cheapflights.com, your Expedia.com, and all your other third-party sites, right? Notice you haven't seen a lot of Expedia or Priceline commercials in years. Have you guys noticed that? Okay, it's been a very, very long time since you've seen these guys putting money into advertising. Why? It's because of Google. Google then says, you know, we're gonna cut right in front of you here, and we're gonna actually, you don't have to click on anything, here's your flights. And you can compare all the different airlines directly. So all of a sudden, Google is gonna jump into an online lead conversion space, okay? So they created something called local service ads for flights. So now you're seeing us move into an area where we can just click once until we get to the flight we want, the dates we want, and then we can click a book button and it'll take us right to the airline to book the flights directly through the airline. Now we can, you know, use our miles again. We can, you know, cancel ahead of time and exchange for a new flight, all things we couldn't do on Expedia. And for the last 2 or 3 years, most people that travel a lot have stopped using the marked up Expedias of the world and just gone straight to Google and booked flights much cheaper, much more directly, where you can still capture all those miles and refund policies and things like that again. So Google jumped into that space, right? And all of a sudden you see Expedia diving down, Expedia stock driving down. They're not putting money into marketing anymore because Google has taken over the online lead conversion space. Do you guys see where I'm going? I'm thinking you are, right? Because the same thing has happened to Zillow lately. Because recently, meaning within months, Google has announced through local service ads, they're going after real estate next. So let me show you what it looks like. And you guys all have Google on your computer right now. So if you want, open up, you know, keep it over on the side, still try to look at me and my screen too. But if you want to search this on your Google while I'm talking about it, if you don't believe me, that's fine too. Go to the Google search engine. And what all you need to do is type in there, real estate agents in, and then put your city in, real estate agents. And in my case, I put in real estate agents in Kansas City, Missouri, right in the middle of the country. And look what for the first time in history pops up. I mean, this just went live a week ago across the United States. Local service ads, they are showing real estate agents at the top of the search. So it's not pay-per-click, and this is in every city in the country. So if you're searching on a Google search browser, so make sure it says Google up here, and make sure you're doing a Google search, this is brand spanking new. Okay. And all of a sudden we can see local service ads, often called LSAs, popping up ahead of the sponsored Google AdWords, ahead of our organic map, ahead of our Google My Business profiles. And we're seeing local service ads up there. Okay. A game changer. Now we know why Zillow is running out of the online search industry, because this has been public for Google for a long time. We just didn't know we were next. They're also going to target things like accountants, CPAs, lawyers. They call them local search ads. And I'm going to show you how to get these if you want to. Again, some of these things cost money, some of these things, and most of them are very, very free. Okay. But because so few individuals are signed up for these, there is a large amount of business flowing around. Now, do you see this button where I put right here? More real estate agents, you can actually click on that and expand it to a larger view, okay? And we can actually pull up all of the agents that have signed up, which I'm gonna show you what that looks like as well too. Now again, don't lose me, because you need to hear this stuff. I know you guys are all freaking out at this list of agents you see in front of you, and typically they all coach with Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting, so we're kind of outed there. And now it's gonna be ICC clients, because no one knows about this, trust me. So the other brands don't. That's why it's so neat that we got this out in the front, and of course we've got such dynamic people that's at the head and leadership of your company letting us do it. Because this is the biggest real estate development in our industry in the last two decades, without a doubt, since the advent of the internet, because we're taking search back. All of a sudden, we don't have to pay $2,000 a month to Zillow. We can just get up on Google, okay? And it's just, and I'm going to tell you what that means and what that looks like next. But if we expand by clicking more real estate agents, what will end up happening is you'll see pop up in front of your screen an expanded view, and you're going to see those agents that actually have been screened by Google showing up first here. Okay. And you'll see a green check mark, and it explains at the top, these are Google screened. And I'm sure you're all seeing that as well too. okay? And then of course, we've got Google reviews here next to every one of them. We've got their city and their location. I'm gonna explain to you, how do you show up at the top of that? How can you do that? And what you can do with your online profile to ensure that you are screened and you show up first, which is extremely exciting and very, very easy. Guys, here's what I want you to pay attention to, okay? These aren't typical online leads, all right? I've known this was coming for a while, but I've been afraid to talk about it, mainly because I didn't know what I was gonna see when I saw that. I thought I was gonna see houses. I thought I was gonna, like I was seeing airlines, like I see on Zillow, a lot of houses. Lo and behold, 2 weeks ago, I see people, realtors, agents. And if this isn't registering yet, it's going to, because that's a big deal. The fact that we're seeing agents for the first time on a search engine, because it's very hard to find real estate agents on a search engine. Typically, you have to filter through 8 entries of pay-per-click ads, and then you've got a bunch of brokerages, and then they got to click through a bunch of things to get to that brokerage's agents. This is just agents right out in front of you. So it's easy. And the fact that it's agents instead of homes makes a big difference in the quality and type of the lead. Because houses, if I'm searching for houses, whether it's on a pay-per-click website, whether it's on, you know, Zillow or something like that, those are typically lower quality leads that are buyer leads. Okay, these leads are listing leads. And that should perk you up a little bit. Because believe it or not, you're talking to a guy who promotes generating business through their sphere of influence ahead of everything else. It is the bread and butter and the foundation of your business. And it still should be. Don't get me wrong there, okay? It's a key source in listing because people care a lot more about the agent they hire to list their house than they do as a buyer side. And that's been proven time and time again. On the buyer side, they typically look for the house first. And once they find the house, it's whichever agent has a pulse that can get me into it as quickly as humanly possible, right? And we're gonna try to slow that down, use buyer consultation and all those wonderful tools that Bill was talking about before, right? Which is good. The point of the matter is, not everybody, and this is just the truth, wants to work with someone they know. There are a lot of people that would prefer someone earn their business or doesn't know someone that works in that town because they own a house in a different city. Or they're a very private person. Or maybe the agent they know, they don't feel is that competent. You know, maybe it's a part-time agent or a new agent. All of those groups of people will actually get to typey-typey into Google and say real estate agents in Kansas City or your city. And whoever turns up, now we're all of a sudden in the world of Amazon, who has the most reviews and who's showing up in front of me. And that's the safe bet. That's the safe bet. That's the quick one. I'm good with that one. That's good. I don't know them, but they've got 150 reviews and they're showing up first. Obviously, they're pretty proficient, right? Better than my part-time agent. So you're going to see a lot of listing leads, and we already are. In the last 2 weeks, on average, the ICC client has got a listing appointment every 2 days from an LSA lead. And that is not an exaggeration. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch my training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or join our Facebook called the Real Estate Agent Roundtable. Thanks again.